Money Radio, thank you for joining us. It is a pleasure to talk with Austin Kleon again. He is a best-selling author. His book, Show Your Work, and that's not the only one. The other is Steal Like an Artist, and he has a new book that we'll talk about in just a moment. And he's also a poet, a writer, and just in general, an artist. He do a lot of speaking as well. Austin, good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me back.
Show Your Work, that's when I first ran across your work. Give us an idea of what that's about and what you mean by Show Your Work.
Show Your Work is a book about self-promotion for people who hate the very idea of self-promotion. And what most of the book was about is that everyone has a process of how they go about their work, but we usually only show the people we're trying to reach the product of our work. And so Show Your Work was a takeoff of what my old middle school math teacher used to say, show your work. Show not just the answer you get, but how you get to the answer. And so the book was about how to think about your process and document your process and share your process in a way that might appeal to the people you're trying to reach.
And let others into your process, and then you could let them steal from you as well.
Yeah, so when you share your process, people get to steal from you, but then they talk back to you and they share things with you that you can then steal and use in your own work.
I think a lot of people hear the line, steal like an artist, and perhaps they misinterpret it. It really is an idea, a sharing and collaborative process that goes on among artists.
Yes, you know, traditionally when we think about art, we think about it in terms of genius. You know, there's some very special superhuman person who is just kind of dropped down onto the earth full of natural gifts and talent and total originality. There's another way of thinking about creativity that Brian Eno calls genius. And genius is the communal form of genius. And what Brian Eno says is that a lot of those geniuses that we think of, you know, Picasso, Beethoven, Jimi Hendrix, those people, while they were wonderfully talented and came up with very interesting art, they arose out of an actual scene of people, a very rich environment of other artists and patrons and people who were supporting their work. And so I think a lot of times people get bogged down when they're trying to be more creative because they think they need to be a genius, when really what they need to do is find their genius.
Not plagiarism, but take an idea and take it a step further.
Yeah, people forget the like an artist part. They only hear the steal part. You know, every artist and every thinker and every person on the planet really is influenced. I mean, how we become who we are is by being influenced. And so Steal Like an Artist was really a book about how to go about being influenced in the right way, how to take in lots and lots of different influence and then work it into your own thing, something new that you put into the world so that people can steal from you.
And then you came up with a new book that's out now, Steal Like an Artist Journal. Clearly, you stole the idea from the author of Steal Like an Artist.
Right. Stealing from yourself can be very, very good. Yeah, the new journal is a sort of interactive version of the Steal Like an Artist book. There are so many exercises and prompts in the book Steal Like an Artist that we thought, oh, we should really make a notebook that people can carry around and write down all the stuff that they're stealing. And I've always been a big user of notebooks, and notebooks are essential to my process. And so for years, people have asked me, what kind of notebook do you use? And so I finally thought, well, why don't I just make one that I can hand to people when they ask me?
Nowadays, we hear notebook, we think of a laptop computer. Why not just do a digital version?
It's a great question, I think, for a couple of reasons. One, I love my notebooks because they don't talk back to me. I love that a paper notebook just does one thing and it does it well. It takes down ideas out of your pen. And, you know, when I'm taking photos with my phone or I'm typing in notes to my phone, there's always someone texting me or I get some notification from Twitter. It's a very distracting device. And I love that paper notebooks only do one thing. They're almost like a walled garden that you can kind of walk into and just be there and be there with your thoughts and see your thoughts on paper.
You go around and you do show your work. You travel all around the world. You are an artist in residence at some places for time to time. I understand you were recently at the Adobe Max conference. That seems like a strange place for an artist to be amongst all these tech geeks. How did that go?
Well, it went pretty well. The Adobe Max conference, you would think right away that it was a bunch of tech geeks, but really what the conference was about is creative people and artists who use technological products to do their work. And I actually, I had the kind of perverse idea that I would go to this conference all about digital products and talk about an analog tool, one that doesn't require software and only requires digits, digital devices in the sense of our hands. And I like that idea of going to a digital conference and talking about analog tools.
I think they may have taken your idea of blackout poetry and applied it to Photoshop photos. They figured out a way to take people out of photos.
Oh, how interesting. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so we get rid of all the messy tourists and other things. They just get redacted, much in the way that you do your blackout poetry.
How interesting. Well, it's like I say in the book, creativity is subtraction. It's not just what you add to things, it's what you take away.
Maybe somebody got that idea from your blackout poetry and they stole it.
Well, why don't we just go with that story? That sounds great to me.
I think that's what we need to go with. The new book is Steal Like an Artist Journal. The author is Austin Kleon, K-L-E-O-N, Austin, because he was named for the town in Texas, or the town in Texas was named for you, I'm not sure which, but it's always a pleasure to get together. Thank you, Austin.
Thanks so much for having me back.